You're listening to the Breakfasty Brunchy Show with Nick and Rochelle.
Kick off this Sunday morning, along with Leon Redbone before that, So Relax. Some of the older listeners might remember So Relax, Leon Redbone, from a British Rail advert about 25 years ago. So there you are. Before you were born, Sam.
Yes, before I was born.
How are you, Sam? Have you had a good week?
I've had a very good week.
Good. What have you been doing?
Reverb, like we plugged last week.
Oh, yes. How was it?
Brilliant.
I'm sorry I didn't turn up. I did actually think about it, and I couldn't go.
It's fine. It's on the internet anyway, so you can watch it there.
Oh, really? Where? Mm-hmm.
Stratcast.co.uk.
Can you explain what it is to the listener again?
It was a music show which had about six artists on it. It had two acoustics, one rapper, and about three bands. And it was a one-hour music show with interviews and plugs and stuff at the Civic Hall. It was brilliant.
And how did the sound designing go? You had to juggle quite a lot of temperamental artists, I would imagine.
Do you know what? Them being unsigned, it wasn't actually that bad because they didn't have too many expectations of sound. But it was a big job, a very big job. We had a big panic. No one would have seen this unless you watch the documentary. It'll be on there soon. There was in the Civic Hall, they've got this hearing aid thing which helps. And it was switched on. Every time that switched on, the amps feed themselves back.
Oh no, of course, yeah.
And we didn't realise that until one of the Civic Hall technicians came in and switched it off for us. So we had about an hour of panic.
Oh no.
Yes, we lost an hour.
Oh dear.
Which we didn't actually have a full run through at all because of that.
Word of advice to any would be bands out there, anywhere, if you want to sort of get on and get signed and all that sort of stuff. The only advice I can give you is, get a sound man in as a fifth member of the band or sixth member of the band or whatever, however many band members you've got. Get a sound man in right from the start into rehearsals. They know the songs. They know them backwards, and so that they also then can give you a proper sound in any gig that you ever go to.
Very good advice.
Listen and learn. I've given that advice to an old... The brother of an ex-girlfriend of mine, and he went on and got signed, and he said it was the best advice he'd ever been given. Get in, it's only 10 past 10.
Oh god, I'm already giving you career advice, Nick.
Exactly.
Stratford Community Radio.
German robbers.
Steve Brunchy Show with Nick and Roger.
Amateurs.
We're amateurs here, right. German robbers destroy a bank but fail to get cash.
Okay, this is another great Nick Asby story.
Yeah, another great look. Berlin. Would-be robbers in Germany had to flee empty-handed after blowing up everything in a bank except for where the money was. Police said on
Wednesday.
How
do you do that?
You know what I mean? Photos in German media showed a scene of devastation in the northeastern village of Mallis, with the bank reduced to a pile of rubble and its roof completely obliterated. Amid the wreckage, only the cash machine could be seen intact. The explosion was so big they had to run away without the money, said local police spokesman Niels Brock. Something evidently didn't work the way the robbers wanted
to do it.
Cars and buildings in a radius of up to 100 metres were damaged in the nighttime explosion, though no one was injured, and police are now searching for the suspected robbers.
How do you do that?
Only in Germany, eh?
Nick and Rocha!
10:29, it's the 30th of May. 30th of May, 5 months gone past of that. What happened to that, Sam?
Oh, it's depressing.
God, and you're saying that you're only 18.
I know I'm going to be 19 soon. I don't want to be.
When's your birthday?
27th of June.
Blimey, that has come round quickly.
Yeah, to think I've been 18 for a year.
Fascinating radio, this.
Talk about my age.
MySCR.co.uk. If you've got anything you want to say, info@myscr.co.uk or contact us on the... Has anyone contacted us on the breakfastybrunch.co.uk?
Let me just refresh. No.
It's only Jackie so far that's got in.
No, my cousins are listening.
Oh, what's her name? Chess.
Chess and Luke, both of them.
Big shout out to Chess and Luke.
Bailey.
Chess and Luke Bailey.
Yes.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show.
Go for it, Dolores. Someone's strangling a cat.
Oh, your face when you do it.
A big, big hello to Matt Castain and Laura and the Hackney Posse. Thank you, Matt Castain, for a recent poll suggests that 6 out of 7 dwarves aren't happy. That is genius.
Oh.
That is genius, Matt. That was for Katie Forsyth. This is for Chris McGill. Happy 30th, mate. This is the Dirty Projectors. Stillness is the move. Matt will be seeing you later on down in London. Down in London there. This goes out to the Hackney Posse too.
MySCR.co.uk.
How'd you get two 80-year-old women to have an argument?
Say that again.
How'd you get two 80-year-old women to have an argument?
I don't know.
Get one to shout bingo.
Oh, dear. is that ageist?
Nah. Oh, come on.
Oh.
Oh, I like that one.
Stratford Community Radio.
I've got more bad jokes.
Have you?
Yeah.
You've got some in, have you?
Yeah. Thanks to my cousin for these. I drowned all my housemates' pet mice while he was at work. No more Mr. Mice Guy.
Oh, that's a shocker, isn't it? That's Say that again.
I drowned all my housemates' pet mice while he was at work. No more Mr. Mice Guy. And also...
Why would anyone come up with something like that?
I don't know. Because they paid for it. What did the mermaid do last Sunday night? She went to see a movie. Terrible.
I don't get that.
She went to see a movie.
Oh, to see... Oh. Oh, it's a shocker, isn't it, listener?
Cracker jokes.
Anyway, this is myscr.co.uk.
It's
moving swiftly on. But if you've got any more jokes, info at myscr. Also the www.breakfastybrunch.
My RCR, you said.
Yeah, my RCR. I haven't got an RCR, I've got my SCR. You can always count on SCR for a little bit of high and heady amateurism.
Yep.
Anyway, we shall be talking about the Fringe Festival coming up soon.
Nick Asprey in the mix.
Nick and Rocha.
Right.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show with Nick and Roger.
Oh.
SCR, Stratford Community Radio.
It's great, this. I can just press all these buttons.
And online now.
I'm great fun with those buttons.
I am. It's great. Right. Dear Nick and Sam, this is from Adrian Stiles, our erstwhile leader. I hope you're all right there, Adrian. Haven't seen you in a long time. Dear Nick and Sam, please promote Stratford's Fringe Festival. So, Fringe Festival, we certainly are doing, and we will be. There is live music at the Embassy Club. Now, where is the Embassy Club, Sam?
I'm not entirely sure.
Can we look that up?
I'll find it on Google.
I've just been trying to find it out on What's On Day by Day. Sponsored by, no less, get this, SCR.
Blimey.
My SCR, the Stratford Community Radio, are sponsoring live music at the Embassy Club in Stratford, near the Stratford upon Avon Fringe. Let me read out what they say. It's starting Monday, the 7th of June, so there is still a little bit of time left, but you should know a little bit of it. The Stratford Fringe is a brand new week-long celebration of performance and modern culture, offering an eclectic mix of entertainment and art forms. Taking place in various venues across the town, the Stratford Fringe will blend mainstream entertainment with alternative performances to create a unique and exciting event, the likes of which Stratford has never seen before.
It's on Rother Street.
Rother Street, the Embassy Club. Where about? Oh, it's
next to Eli Street.
Yes, it's just that. Yes, yeah, it's next to the light. What's it called? That pub. The
Red Lion.
No. The light tower or something.
I've never heard of that one before.
Oh,
amateur radio.
Yeah. We've done our research here, listener. Whether you're a classical music lover, a Shakespeare aficionado, a stand-up comedy devotee, or an alternative theatre enthusiast, that's easy for me to say, we guarantee that the Stratford Fringe is perfect for you. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to broaden your own horizons.
Horizons? What's an horizon?
Horizons.
So I'm being picky today.
You are.
Sorry.
Whatever your favourite form of entertainment, whatever piques your interest at the Stratford Fringe, we challenge you to see something different as well. Eh? Anyway, enjoy the opera, but pop to see an avant-garde dance show too. That'll be you, Charlie, doing an avant-garde dance show. I'm actually in the Fringe, you know.
Are you really?
Yeah, me and one of my erstwhile colleagues, Keith Osborne, we are talking about our respective books about being at the RSC.
How's your new book coming on?
It's a bit of a tricky sore subject, though.
It's not
happening. It's just that
hit a wall or something.
It's hit a slight a little organisational hiatus. Let's say that
crack in the road.
Yeah. But I'm sure we'll get over it. Now we better say what's on. Sponsored live music by, of course, by this radio station, Stratford Community Radio, my SCR. That's Wednesday the 9th of June. Steve Yarrington Jazz Band, Amy B plus Andy James. That's the 7:30 start on Wednesday the 9th. On Friday, June the 11th, Wes McGee, Chris Mason, and Adrian Adams plus the Maz Matrinko Blues Band, 7:30 start. That's on Friday. Saturday the 12th, the Lewis Cohen Blues Band and the Ian Bramble Band, plus
Ian Bramble does a show here.
Yes, well there you are.
Yeah.
The Ian Bramble Band plus Earl Grey and Friends of My SCR. That might be me as well, you know. On Saturday the 12th of June, 7:30 till 11:30, £5. Guests are welcome. Telephone 01789 204 364 if you wish to book, presumably. That's the sponsored Embassy Club at my SCR, but there are a huge amount of other things going on. Let's just check out their website, which is the Stratford upon Avon Fringe. What's on, Dave O'Diamond? For example, Monday the 7th of June, Lady Garden. They're brilliant. Lady Garden are doing it. They're fantastic. They are a troupe of female comedy actresses, one of which is Jennifer Saunders' daughter, in fact.
Really?
Calling all street entertainers for fancy performing in the town. But Lady Garden, they're absolutely brilliant. Gosh, they're performing. That's really good, you know.
Speaking of street performers, can I ask you a question? You might know this.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard a rumour. I don't know whether it's true. Is it true that the buskers in Stratford get paid to busk? To keep buskers on the streets?
It would depend, yes. It would depend. May well be by the Chamber of Commerce in Stratford. They may well do that.
All right.
It's worth... It probably on high days and holidays, not
wet rainy days.
Yeah, but high days and holidays, it's worth the Stratford Chamber of Commerce probably shelling out a few quid to have some buskers just for a bit of entertainment.
Yeah, I was thinking that, because it's kind of empty down Henley Street when there's no buskers.
Yeah, no, but it's worth it just to keep the town on the map.
Correct.
There's other stuff. Oh, God, I mean, there's so much stuff. Off the Cuff Improv Comedy on Tuesday. There's Alan Francis and Barnaby Power on Friday. The Kindness of Strangers on Thursday. Check out the website, or indeed, I'm sure, if you check out... The paper. Colour Space, Wednesday the 9th of June. Asher Verbal with Colour Space as well, as one of her photographs, just there on the website. She's going to be doing some stuff at the Duck, actually. She's going to be replacing some of the headshots on the Duck.
Nice.
With some of her own work. Interesting, you know, people associated with the Duck, etc., yeah, etc. Myself, for example.
You'll be on it.
Who spent thousands and thousands of pounds in the Dirty Duck over the years.
I still find it funny when I walk past the RSC and you're the tallest person on that big picture.
Yeah. Well,
I've
got
a picture of me outside that, actually.
Anyway, this is myscr.co.uk. Contact us, info@myscr.co.uk. If you want anything played, if you have anything to say about the show, let us know what
it's
you think
rubbish
of this show. It's rubbish. In which case, well, we'll read it out.
Yeah. It's a listener.
Makes good radio.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show.
Right, anyway, it's time.
It's my fader up.
It's time. Oh, that was terrible, wasn't it? Shall we do that again? Yeah. Anyway,
time. Do it with the reverb.
The quiz.
The quiz.
There we go.
It took us a while, but we got there, listen out.
We got there in the end. Right. Question number one.
I don't want to blow people away.
Who wrote the song Alexander's Ragtime Band?
Have you got a pen?
You have that one. I don't need that. Who wrote the song Alexander's Ragtime Band? A. Cole Porter. B. Irving Berlin. C. George Gershwin. Or D. Jerome Kern.
Cool, that's a bit tricky, that is.
I'm guessing you might know this one. I don't know why.
Well, I don't know.
Bit of a music lover, you. Question number two.
Kizzy, very good.
Kim Campbell was the first female Prime Minister of which country? Is it Canada, New Zealand, Australia, or the Republic of Ireland?
Kim Campbell.
Kim Campbell. Campbell.
Well, I don't know.
Ready for question number three?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On show, every night.
In the Chinese calendar, the year 2008 is the year of which animal? Is it a snake, a tiger, a rat, or a dragon?
2008.
Yeah, 2008. Oh, that's me controlling the volume. And question number four.
That's a big place down south.
It's time for...
And now, it's time for... What happened next?
And Charlie's emailed in saying she wants her fiver.
Well, no, I said 20. You get 20.
Well, you know, but it's just I said, when you were making the tea, I said, you know, email in again. I'll give you a fiver. And she's going, yes, please, money.
What happened next?
I know. I don't want to say what happens next. I know what happened.
Yeah.
What happened next?
Nick, would you like to do the shop of the week you missed last week?
Oh, yes. I've got one as
which
well.
Which you promised at the top of the show.
Do it now.
What happened next?
Gosh.
There's only two today. I'll go over them one more time.
What happened next?
And Charlie's emailed in saying she wants her fiver.
Well, no, I said 20. You get 20.
Well, you know, but it's just I said, when you were making the tea, I said, you know, email in again. I'll give you a fiver. And she's going, yes, please, money.
What happened next?
Nick, would you like to do the shop of the week you missed last week?
Oh, yes. I've got one as well.
Which you promised at the top of the show.
Do it now.
That was... What happened next? On Stratford Community Radio.
Thank you, Sam. Contact us, info@myscr.co.uk.
Myscr.co.uk.
Luke Bailey has just emailed in, whilst, you know, of course, Queen, Don't Stop Me Now, you know, contemporary band, and all that sort of stuff. Can you play any new songs? ? That's it. That was all it was.
I apologise for Luke's attitude problem here.
Why? It runs in the family, obviously.
How rude!
Can you... We have actually played some new songs there, Luke. Grizzly Bear. I know it's about 6 months old, but hey, sorry.
He's going for the Radio 1 playlist stuff.
Well, that's very true. Well, I'm sorry. You're not going to get those. Dirty
No, you need Roger here for that, don't you?
Yeah, you do need Roger here for that. Dirty Projectors. Hasn't even been released that. You're on the cutting edge, Luke. Admittedly, that's only two songs out of quite a few. But
I filled
up
1.5 PRS forms here.
Well, there you go. We've been rocking. Sorry, Luke. He's emailed in now, going, "I love your show." Thank you, Luke.
He does like it. He said,
"Good on you, Luke."
Right, question number one.
Your steak.
Who wrote the song Alexander's Ragtime Band? Nick.
I've put Porter, Cole Porter, Jackie Williamson. Has put Irving Berlin, and Chess Bailey has put Irving Berlin.
The answer is Irving Berlin.
Oh.
So everyone got that? Give yourself a point.
Well, I didn't get it right. I put Cole Porter.
Well, you got it wrong, didn't
well
you?
Well done, Jackie, on that.
Question number two.
I tried sausages and cheese.
Kim Campbell was the first female Prime Minister of which country?
Nick Asprey.
Ken Campbell would be something completely different. He was an extraordinary actor. He was Ken Campbell. He's dead now. God rest his soul. I have put Canada, but I don't think that's right.
Chess put Canada.
Jackie put Ireland.
God, they're all coming in, aren't they?
Yeah.
Claire Coast Smith, Jackie.
Claire, good on her. Morning, chap, she says. I thought I'd have a go at the quiz today. Well, we're going to have Nick being the only entrant again. That's very true, Claire. Thank you for joining us, Claire.
It's a running theme, isn't it? The answer is Canada.
Oh, come on!
Everyone who put Canada, give yourself a point. If you didn't, you're wrong.
Sorry, Claire, you put New Zealand. You've emailed in for the first time and you've got it wrong. That's... Claire...
Question number three. There's another listener gone. Question number three.
Yeah, that's right. We know how to lose our listeners here, I tell you.
In Chinese... I'm standing again. I've missed my question. Question number three.
I kind of like it, actually.
In the Chinese calendar, the year 2008 is the year of which animal?
Nick Asprey.
It still amuses me. Peter Dixon.
Raja Ferjani.
Yeah. E4.
You could do that voice.
Yeah, I could.
So you get ill one day, I'll give him a call.
E4. That's not bad, is it?
That's quite good. You've got the gravel.
Dragon. I've put...
What's everyone else put then?
Jackie has put snake.
Claire Co. Smith says that I had to Google this one.
Oh, no. She's admitted to cheating, which is what Roger would never do.
Luke sent in lots of emails, actually. There you go.
good on him. Good on him for emailing.
The answer is rat.
No.
I was going to change them to make it quite funny, put a sheep down or something.
Rat. Oh well, I've only got one right so far.
And it's time for question number four.
Nick, we should go. We should go and have a filler.
And now it's time for. What happened next?
And Charlie's emailed in saying she wants her fiver.
Well, no, I said 20. You get 20.
Well, you know, but it's just I said, when you were making the tea, I said, you know, email in again. I'll give you a fiver. And she's going, yes, please, money.
What happened next?
I said that that Charlie's dress, the way she looked, she needed a fiver.
Shall we hear it again?
And Charlie's emailed in saying she wants her fiver.
Classic moment.
Well,
no, I said 20. You get 20.
Well, you know, but it's just I said, when you were making the tea, I said, you know, email in again. I'll give you a fiver. And she's going, yes, please, money. You know, frankly, I saw her this morning in Henley Street with and, you know, with that dress, you need the money, obviously.
How rude.
It doesn't get any better, does it?
Again.
She is going to come in here and personally hit me. It doesn't get any better for listening it again, does it?
That was terrible. What happened next? Nick, would you like to do the shop of the week you missed last week?
Oh, yes.
Promised at the top of the show.
Do it now.
What happened next?
I insulted a shop.
Nick, would you like to do the shop of the week you missed last week?
Oh, yes.
Promised at the top of the show.
Do it now. Do it now, because we never, ever end up saying their name.
I can't remember. I've been thinking about it all week, and it's just gone. It's gone out of my head.
Oh, you forgot your shop of the week. There you go.
I forgot my own shop of the week. Well,
Sorry, carry on.
That Jackie said Nick insulted a dress, Nick insulted a shop. It wasn't quite right that he insulted a shop, was it?
Well, you kind of did.
That was... What happened next? On Stratford Community Radio.
Gosh.
Stratford Community Radio.
If my markings are correct, and Lord knows my math is awful, in joint first was Nick and Jackie with 3.
Come on!
And then it was Chess, Luke, and Claire with 0.
What do you do if you see a spaceman?
I don't know. Is it another bad joke?
Yeah, what do you do if you see a spaceman?
Fly away, I don't know.
Park in it, man.
I've heard that one before.
Brilliant. Mac Astaine, that is worthy of... there's another one here as well that Matt has done in. Don't worry, it's not rude.
Okay.
There was a young man from South Kimmerick whose limericks never did rhyme. They finished too short.
That's quite, I like that one.
That is genius too, Matt Castain. A big shout out to the Hackney Posse and the Viber in the building. That wasn't a very enthusiastic clap, was it there, Sam?
Sorry. Great radio.
They're in the building. Fantastic. This has been... I'm going to do this now, look. End of show, Ben.
Live, local and online now. Thick and Richer on myscr.co.uk.
This has been the Breakfasty Brunchy Show. Thank you so much for listening. For the last 2 hours, thank you very much, Claire, for being a new listener. There's Luke and Chet, and then, of course, the ever-dependable, the ever-lovely, the ever... She has been more lovely and dependable than the world can possibly know this week. And that is Jackie Williamson.
Nice.
Nice, indeed. Thank you, Peter Dixon, and thank you to young Sam Malloy.
Thank you, Nicola Clansbury.
Thank you for the What Happened Next. Don't forget, appearing at the Embassy Club, DC Fontana, this Saturday. £1 to get in and a special bar and all those sorts of things. We shall see you again, same time, next week. I shall be here, will you?
I certainly will.
Get
Luke,
in.
Luke wants to come on the show next week.
Bring him on.
Yeah, he's going to come stay for the weekend.
I also think that I should be getting a friend of mine, Octavia Walters, who's doing sports massage in Lifeways Clinic at the moment. She should be coming in. Fantastic.
Give you a massage on air.
Yeah, give it. That'll be great radio. Have a great week. Thank you so much for listening.
You're listening to the Breakfasty Brunchy Show with Nick and Roger on Stratford Community Radio.